Yeah, welcome to the studios of Highland. First time here, I think. Yeah. For people that don't know Andrew, he is the man behind City View, which is the program at the Brandywell each and every Friday night. You've been doing it now for how many years?
10 years now. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So, 10 years. Well, it's been going since 1985. I took over as editor 10 years ago.
Yeah. And the book is obviously called City View, 30 years, and you've been talking to legends since what, 1985?
So, yeah, since 1985. So from the 30 years that I wasn't doing the program, kind of went back and got those players because I interview first team players every week. So those 30 years that I missed out in getting first team players, I just went back and got them.
Okay, right. Before we talk more, it is obviously a big week for the club. It's very exciting around the Brandywell. Now, I know we had the disappointment in recent weeks of missing out in the league title because he's came so close, but there's a big opportunity here now to end the season on a massive high.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the FA Cup or FAI Cup final is always massive every year. So hopefully we can replicate what we did 2 years ago and come back with a cup.
What about the opposition, Drogheda? You'll be seeing as favourites for this one. Like, there's no doubt about it.
When you look back on it now, the season that we've had, I mean, leave a league alone, on the cup front, we haven't conceded any goals. Some of the teams that we've put away is amazing. So Shelburne and Bohemians and Cork City and teams like that, without conceding a goal is an amazing achievement. If we can manage to get a win on Sunday without conceding a goal, I think there's very, very few teams have ever done that.
Yeah. Big Derry support will be hitting the road at the weekend. There's a lot of them going up on Saturday.
There's a lot, yeah. Last I heard, there was 35,000 tickets sold, so there's probably going to be more than that come Sunday. So a lot of that's going to be from Derry, yeah. We have the bigger half of the stadium this year. The last time out, we had the shorter half, the Aviva. So hopefully, we'll get a few more numbers in.
Good stuff. Well, listen, if Derry are to win the cup, it will be a great opportunity to try and boost the sales of the book. Why did you decide to undertake this, Andrew?
It was kind of a thing I had in the back of my head. It was a few years ago, actually, that I usually go into training every week and trying to get a first-team player for that Friday's programme. But for some reason, I think I arrived late for training and the players had gone and I was kind of stuck for a player interview. And Liam Coyle happened to be walking around in the office at the time. I seen him just leave. And I thought, geez, it would have been good to get Liam, just a chat to him and ask him similar questions. And it was always in the back of my mind since then of what these players would have answered to those. I would have had to change a few questions, obviously, because a lot of it was about the first team. So I have done, I changed some of the questions to make them a bit more relevant to past players. And I had some really hilarious outcomes with chatting to them, yeah.
So obviously Liam Coy is just one. Who else have you interviewed on there? Obviously there's a lot of Derry greats, so there is.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the biggest club legends that journalists all over Derry are envious of me for getting is Owen De Gama, who was at the club in the 80s and 90s. But yeah, there's a lot of, so you have the likes of Peter Hutton in there, you have Felix Healy, Gavin Dykes, Gary Beckett, there's loads and loads. There's over 30 of them in there, so there's a lot of players.
And obviously it opens it up to the sort of more recent Derry City supporter who wouldn't have the knowledge of what it was 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's a good mixture there. So there's some of the guys, when you're asking about their former teammates, like, people would know their former teammates, and just their experiences of playing at Derry City as well. Even players that weren't even here that long have great memories of the club and the city and the fans and everything. It's great to read and it's great to chat to them about how much they still remember about the club. A lot of the guys were saying that their child's first jersey was a Derry City jersey and things like that. Years after they left the club, they just left a fan, you know. So, it's great to hear that sort of thing from the guys.
Yep. How long did it take you to put the whole thing together?
First interview was done, well, the very first interview was done last November, so just under a year, but it wasn't constant work because there was a bit of a gap there over Christmas. I think the second interview was done in January, that sort of way. So, but yeah, come the middle of the summer, that kind of thing, I stepped up and started getting one or two a week and putting together then as well.
Yeah, a lot of work involved in it. So listen, well done. It's a fantastic read if anybody wants to get their hands on it. And what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can buy it online at derrycityfc.net/cityview. There's also a list of people there that sell it. So likes of the bookmark there and Letterkenny Shopping Centre. The Universal Books in Church Lane has some. And then in Derry as well, there's a load of them there. There's So Fairy Clever, Foil Books in the Craft Valleys in Derry, Little Acorns, Claude's Cafe in Shipkey Street, Waterstones on Foilside is selling them as well. There's quite a few places, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive. It's only £12.99.
Only £12.99, yeah.
It's not that. Well, listen, as we said, it's a fantastic read, and I'm sure now if Derry won the cup at the weekend, it'll help boost the sales.
I hope so.
You're heading into the Christmas market as well. So, yeah. So all the details available on DerryCityFC.net. Finally, are you confident on Sunday in the cup final?
I'm always confident. Always confident. People always ask me that, but I'm always confident.
All right, good man. Listen, thanks for coming in, Andrew. The best luck on Sunday in the match, and the best of luck with the book as well.
Cheers.